I finally figured out which buttons to push after 2 years.
Three.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi,
Tracy. How are you?
Good. How are y'all?
Oh, good.
Good. So, on the 17th of October, the county assessor received a protest of 2019 taxes. If you'll remember from our previous conversation, the tax assessments were mailed out April the 17th. The protest period is for 30 days. The protest period ended May 17th. According to the County Board of Equalization rules, Section 7, Item D, the County Board shall dismiss any statement not timely received. The protest was not timely received. Therefore, the county board should dismiss.
So
the protest was not being timely filed.
I entertain a motion that we dismiss this protest based on the fact that it has not been timely received.
So moved. Second.
Everybody so moved.
They got a motion by Commissioner Noble, second by Commissioner Ryhauser. Any discussion? If not, I'll signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Motion to be adjourned as
that was
the
easy.
Yes, fast and easy. You're welcome.
Be adjourned as the Board of Equalization and reconvene as the County Commissioners.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Vickery.
Second.
Second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. We're now back in regular session as County Commissioners. We have next on our agenda a motion to approve the accounts payable as audited, approved for payments.
So moved, Mr. Chairman. Second.
Moved and second. Any questions, comments?
I have one if I can find it. Bear with me for a moment. Sure it is. I'm curious to know what the $16,340 for the Daniel Fire Station was.
Can you tell me who the vendor was? Was that for Forest Green?
Yes, ma'am.
We received a bill from a company for electrical. Design
for
the Daniel Fire Hall. I don't know if it was something that they had already committed to, but ML said she wasn't anticipating it, but when they got it, they realized they had to pay it.
So that was work that Forsgren did?
Forsgren received a bill from a contracting company. Huh.
from Heath Engineering Company.
So this is... Are we going to get Todd Hurd here? Is he here today at any time?
No.
Because his name's on one of those.
Oh, it says it's construction documents.
But we're not constructing anything.
No.
That's.
They've had a lot of work done.
Preliminary design on those blueprints, I'll bet you.
Tower foundation support?
That's a different bill.
Oh, that's not it. That's totally different. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's just the accumulated total.
Yeah. Okay.
Because our discussion was that this was on hold until we, you know, we were in awe of what it was going
to
cost. We're
supposed to get some new numbers.
Absolutely. And there's not even been any discussion about that.
Yeah, part of this is on the Lumen Tower.
There's three separate entities there.
Yeah, right. Okay. And the one for the Daniel Fire Station is $16,340. I think we need some explanation on that.
Approve
the project. There may be a valid explanation in terms of what we did approve on the design plan with that one outfit that we allocated $20,000 for, but I'm not sure. So I would think we would hold off on paying that till we get an explanation. So we probably need to amend the motion to approve accounts payable with the exception of that $16,340 for that contract amount for the Daniel Fire Hall. If you want to amend your motion, so moved.
Second.
So, motion's been amended and seconded.
So, we're holding that one out.
We're holding that one out.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
So, if there's not any other concerns, we have a motion and a second to approve the accounts payable as presented with that exception. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. We need a motion to approve payroll in the amount of $997,518.21.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? If not, all signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Now, Janice.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have any NOBCs.
Thank you. Have a good day. Okay. And Emily, I think you have a bond approval that you need on Zach Noble for New Fork Lake Irrigation District. Is that correct? If I could have
them. Abstain.
Okay. I need a motion to approve the bond for Zach Noble.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Moved and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And one abstention from Commissioner Noble. Motion carries. So, moving on to old business.
I think Emily had one more thing.
Oh,
well, I'm part of old business.
Okay. Fine. I was just trying to get your contract out of the way. Let me do the contract, and we'll let Emily get there. That way you can have a signature. This is something that we've already approved. It is a professional services contract for Hoback Ranch access road improvements between Sublette County and Jorgensen. We've approved that, but we need the commissioners to sign this document. Now, you didn't say if blue or black was okay.
I think black is fine.
I don't know what happened to my blue pen. There we go. Thank you. There's. Aha. I got it, Clayton.
Oh.
Thank you.
I've always got my blue pen.
I do too. I just couldn't.
Whoa, damn.
I should have left the black one at home and just used the blue, but.
I'll keep my finger in there, try to, so I don't lose it.
It goes to Carrie. And that goes back to them. This goes over here. We'll be ready in just a second, Emily. Sorry. Hey, we're on time.
I know, it's great. Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget that. And after that, Mac, you can give that to Carrie. All right, Emily, if you would.
Thank you for your time this morning, last afternoon. Under old business, we'll talk about Badger for just a second.
Yeah.
I got an email from the Department of Revenue adjusting the amount that we owe back because those dollars were all distributed between the towns and the county. So the portion that is due by Sublette County is the $993,160.31. So it's less. Big Piney owes $85,000, Pinedale $305,000, and Marbleton $168,000. And I did email this information to the towns, to the mayors, and they will be discussing with their boards how those will be paid back to the Department of Revenue, either over a time period or in one lump sum. It's up to them. So I just want to let you know that that was significantly less than what we had discussed the last time. So
it's
getting kind of tough on them.
I think
I
our decision was to pay it all in one lump sum. So this,
but they will give us an invoice, and that invoice has not been received by us yet. So until we get an invoice, we're kind of.
So we're actually having a. We're responsible.
So maybe we should wait a little bit longer.
Yeah, right.
It's
maybe
going
we'll
in the right
more.
Direction.
Also, I had a conference call with the lawyers representing us in the Vanguard bankruptcy. No changes. We're still waiting for a judgment. And they said it was 7 months since the motions and hearings as of last week. It's out of character for this judge not to have made a decision at this point. They talked about whether they wanted to try to do a settlement or just wait. John McKinley, of course, who's representing the counties in Wyoming, said, no way, we're not doing a settlement or a mediation. So we're just going to wait. We're not going to push anything until after Christmas. They're worried that it's, if we pushed, or if the lawyer started pushing for an opportunity to start doing discovery for further stuff, that the judge may get frustrated with us and
okay.
It would not work in our favor. So
Emily, let me just
nothing new on
stop
that.
Stop a second and ask Mike a question. Since this pertains to matters of litigation, is this something that in the future we ought to consider an executive session?
If we're discussing strategy or anything, it's certainly communications between us for things like strategy would be confidential just generally. But
and he was on the conference call with us also, so he heard it, but no change.
Just a question.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Emily.
Thank you. Well, we're down to old business.
I guess only old business I can think of is I went last night and listened to a gentleman talk about water that was way over my head. So once it comes out with the issues with the Colorado River, I guess that compact smarter folks than I will be involved, is all I know.
This is one of those things that you were talking about. It's going to be a quite lengthy process.
It's the potential demand management program they're researching in case of we ever go to a call state in the Colorado Basin. Highly unlikely. There's like a cushion there. But they want to have this conversation to see what it leads to.
Well, thank you for going.
And it's
Well, it was interesting and it was informative. But you know, the gentleman that gave most of the presentation was really informed.
It was a deputy state attorney.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really big brains on this subject.
Oh, I bet.
And you can tell by the conversations. It was well put together and the university's helping them with this project. It's in the infant stage. They're just trying to figure it out, and none of them can say that it's where it's going to go.
Okay. Anything else?
I was just adding about that.
Yeah.
No, that was it for me.
How about you, Commissioner?
So I sat in with Mike on a couple of things with the attorney's office regarding.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So nothing else?
No, let's leave it at that.
Okay. Commissioner Bowser.
The only thing I've got is on the 17th, the Forest Collaborative met to discuss a Good Neighbor project. And we did come, they're actually looking, the collaborative on the recommendation of the Forest Service at a small timber sale around the cow camp on the Green River. And the way this will most likely work is if the county enters into a Good Neighbor Authority agreement, we will do so with State Forestry, to where State Forestry will be managing the project. Chad Cooper and I have a conference call scheduled with the state forester. I think it just got scheduled this morning. I think it's next week sometime. I got to go back and look at the email to discuss what this might look like. And once we have that, then Chad will be back here to us as a commission to make a proposal for probably be considering a temporary part-time position, maybe, we don't know yet, that would help for this. But we will be probably looking at some funding to some extent to help get this thing pushed off the ground.
How small a tract is that?
I think it's like 80 acres,
okay.
I think. That's what they said. I didn't write it down.
Yeah.
But I think it's considered a small sale. But they did make the point that in this case, there's some prospect to generate some revenue that would help offset the cost of administration. So in the end, you know, in the best case scenario, we get our costs covered.
Yeah.
By selling a timber sale. That'd be the best way.
It's my understanding that it could possibly bank and create more projects also.
Well, the way that works, then you could use that extra money for the next, to start the next
sale. Kind of grow.
Yeah.
And create it.
And if you have a good enough quality of timber, it can turn into a pretty successful program, but which our limited quality in Sublette County, we're not going to. Our goal is to clean up
break
the
even.
Right.
And reduce the cost of fire suppression. Yeah. That's the goal. But if we could sell some trees and create some jobs, God, what a nice deal.
Win-win. Yes.
Yeah. And I'm going to be meeting with, and this isn't, it's kind of county because I'm representing grazing permittees, but I've been invited by the Forest Service and I won't be incurring any travel expenses. I'll be meeting with the chief of the Forest Service on Thursday in Ogden, Utah. mainly serving on a panel about how to improve the working relationship, I guess is what they're calling it, between the Forest Service and the range staff and grazing permittees. What can we do better? The Forest Service has asked for this meeting and they have specifically invited me to come and participate, which I agreed to do. If I do get a chance to corner the chief informally, I will be bringing up the benefits of the Forest Service if they could create a budget line item for road improvements using the same process as we use for Schedule A agreements, to where they provide the money, we do the contracting only. Instead of Schedule A is leftover money at the end of the year. And what I'm going to be asking for is a designated line item of money with the intent that that's what it's used for. And I think it would greatly benefit the agency and the resource to have a more effective process of improving public land access for the public on the forest. And we'll just see where it goes. I mean, it might lead to a request to Congress. I don't know yet.
The Upper Green would be a great pilot project.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm sitting here thinking, who's going to buy that contract up there until that road's something done with it? But
well, and that kind of all fits together. You know, there could be some road work that a contractor might want to deduct out of the sale. You know, say I gotta fix this and this to get these trees out. That's the reason the Forest Service has already fixed that bridge over what is Sweeney Creek. Put the new bridge across there.
Isn't it Tosai?
Tosai. So anyway, that's all I've got, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
I have nothing, Mr. Chairman.
That's two of us. So I have nothing to report on old business as well. So I guess with that in mind, we will break for lunch and reconvene at 1 o'clock.
Where is lunch?
I don't know. I guess we'll go to the brew pub.
Didn't we go there last time?
Let's go to Old Buffalo
Cigar. You going to sign the voucher?
I thought I'd throw that out.
You going to sign the voucher?
No, I'm going to sign my credit card. So what about Heart and Soul? We haven't been there other than that one time. And it's right across the road. You don't care for that? You want to go to the proof of
it? It doesn't matter to me.
Oh, sure. I can do this.